You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
A Delhi court on Monday sent Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody until 15 April in a money laundering case linked to a now-scrapped liquor policy. Kejriwal was produced in the court of Special Judge Kaveri Baweja after his Enforcement Directorate custody came to an end. Speaking to reporters before entering court, the AAP leader said, "Whatever the Prime Minister is doing, referring to his arrest, is not good for the country." The Supreme Court on Monday refused to stop Hindu prayers in the southern cellar of the Gyanwabi Mosque in Varanasi. However, the top court ordered status quo on the religious observances by the Hindus inside the mosque premises. In what is seen as a bid to assert its claim on Arunachal Pradesh, China has renamed 30 places along the line of actual control in India's northeastern state. The Chinese Ministry of Civil Affairs, responsible for the establishment and naming of administrative divisions, released the fourth list of standardized geographical names in Arunachal Pradesh, which Beijing calls Zangan, according to a Hong Kong-based daily. Elon Musk talked about the risks of artificial intelligence, AI, at Great AI Debate seminar during the four-day Abundance Summit. Reflecting on how there is a small chance that AI could be dangerous for people, maybe around 10-20%, he said that it can still be worth the risk. Without delving into details, he said, "I think there's some chance that it will end humanity. I probably agree with Jeff Hinto that it's about 10% or 20% or something like that. I think that the probable positive scenario outweighs the negative scenario." The Finance Ministry clarified that there is no new change in the tax regime from 1st April 2024 as the interim budget's income tax proposals come into effect from today, 1st April. The Finance Ministry in a post on X cleared confusion over the new tax regime. The new tax regime has lower rates but fewer exemptions and deductions.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.